Good morning. It's Friday, April 16th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 69 degrees and a low of 47. The weekend will be mild with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Look for showers on Saturday. In our top story, Governor Roy Cooper is expected to soon present a forecast of how North Carolinians should expect the COVID-19 pandemic to change by the 4th of July. Experts say North Carolina needs to maintain its vaccination rate to return to something like a pre-pandemic normal. If that happens, summer activities like attending baseball games, cookouts, and taking summer vacations will become safer by the 4th of July. But if people are not cautious, case counts could climb, particularly considering new, more infectious variants. The governor's existing executive order is in effect until April 30th. In crime news, a pastor at a Chatham County church has been arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a child on several occasions. And police say at least one other victim has reported additional accusations against him. The pastor was arrested earlier in the week after a complaint that he sexually assaulted a juvenile. The Siler City Police Department said they expect to hear from additional victims. In business, the Triangle's major employers are assembling their plans to welcome employees back to the office after more than a year of working from home. Even as companies decide when to open their offices, the number of people returning might not reach the same levels they did before the pandemic shut down everything. Many are now giving the green light to hybrid work, allowing their workers to choose how many days of the week they are physically present, if at all. That's leading to questions about how to best use the office and how much space is actually needed. We surveyed several major employers to hear their plans. In sports, UNC basketball player Garrison Brooks, who started in more than 100 games the past four seasons, won't be returning next year. He said he is transferring to Mississippi State. Brooks, like several other college basketball players, is taking advantage of a waiver that did not count last season against his eligibility. Brooks's decision leaves a huge void for new coach Hubert Davis, with other players transferring or potentially going to the NBA. And finally, if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, you might be interested in buying Aunt Bee's home. Well, it's actually the home once owned by France Bavier, the actress who played Aunt Bee. She lived there upon her retirement, and it's a big attraction for Andy Griffith Show fans who drive by the house to visit it. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.